Da Bundesliga Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. The UFC is back. International soccer is back. NASCAR is back. Golf is back. And the casino is open 24/7. Use the promo code SGP for up to $1,000 deposit bonus. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP to play, win, and get paid. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. And finally, we're also brought to you by Cushy Dreams. Cushy Dreams is a new company with a full line of premium smokable CBD. Now shipping legally to over 50 states. And if you use the promo code SGP, you'll get 15% off. That's KUSHYDreams.com and the promo code SGP. You are listening to the Bundesliga show here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at the SGP Network. Follow me on Twitter at LockBetting and check out my website, lockbetting.com, where we're coming off another profitable weekend in the soccer in Germany and Belarus. And of course, right here on the show, we landed another lock, taking us to 2-0 so far since the start of the Bundesliga show here. And we look to land a third one today. Obviously, this midweek slate of fixtures is headlined by Dortmund versus Bayern Munich, and that is being touted as a title decider, and it definitely will be if Bayern are able to pick up 3 points here against their rivals. It will be the first game that we look at because it will open up this midweek slate of games. Tuesday, 5:30 UK time, Borussia Dortmund versus Bayern Munich, where Dortmund are the 3-1 underdogs here. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's even money on Bayern Munich to win this, which means if you want to take Borussia Dortmund to avoid a defeat here, you can shop around and get that at around about even money as well, because Bayern Munich are priced anywhere between evens and 17-20 here in the UK. So shop around if you like Dortmund and get them at evens here to avoid a defeat, and shop around if you like Bayern and get them at around about evens to win this game. It is essential to be registered with a number of bookies to get yourself the best possible price. Looking at the way we're going to bet this, I think the best way to go in this game would be to take the goals in this one. Looking at the statistical data, this game does produce a ton of goals. The problem with that is that we are not going to be on the side of the bookies on this one, because I think everybody's going to be betting the over here, and I think a lot of people are going to be betting on Bayern, despite the fact that Dortmund have a very, very good home record and are certainly capable of beating Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich have owned this fixture recently. They come into this with 7 wins against Dortmund in the last 10, with only 1 draw and 2 wins for Dortmund. Therefore, that is good collateral here to back Bayern Munich. And of course, the over as well. You often want to be on the same side of the bookies, as I said, but you won't be if you're taking the over. The over 3.5 goals has landed in each of the last 6 Bundesliga meetings between these two sides. There's been an average of 4.83 goals per game over the last 6 Bundesliga Klassikers. No fewer than 9 of Dortmund's last 14 Bundesliga games have seen 4 or more goals scored. And finally, Dortmund have scored exactly 2 goals in 3 of their last 6 league games, while Bayern have in 2 of their last 3. So tons of data there. And that's why this line is set at over under 3.5 and not the usual 2.5. And you can get both lines here around about even money. Some bookies lean slightly more towards the over. Some people lean towards the under. Generally, it's at 10-11. But if you shop around, you can get this over at even monies or best price here of 21-10. And I think that would be the way I go. Sometimes You have to be on the opposite side of the books. The books will be cashing it in tomorrow if Dortmund are able to nick this game and it stays under this 3.5 goal total. So if Dortmund were to win this game 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, the bookies would have an excellent day tomorrow. And of course, that would be good for our 10-unit bet that we put down at the start of the season where we need Borussia Dortmund to win the league without Bayern Munich included. It was a market which didn't include Bayern. It was to win the league without Bayern. So we need Borussia Dortmund to finish ahead of their rivals like Leipzig and Bayer Leverkusen. So we're in a good situation here if Dortmund win. Therefore, I don't really want to be taking Bayern because it's a counter bet to what we put out at the start of the season. But if you're not on that bet and you're looking at a way to bet this game, and you're looking for a team to back in this game, then the stats say that you should be backing Bayern Munich. You should also be backing the over. And it may be an option as well to take Bayern Munich and both teams to score. Of course, the home advantage that we talked about has been negated. Only 16.6% of home teams have won so far. That's three home teams out of the first 15 matches have emerged victorious so far. It's an incredible statistic. And what it basically tells you is that this behind closed doors atmosphere has been a big leveler. So whereas you're looking at statistical data here for Dortmund, such as them being unbeaten at home since April 2019, winning 11 of their 14 games here, that has been completely negated. So we're negating the pitch, we're negating the facilities, we're negating the familiarity. All of that doesn't seem to be a factor. What seems to be a factor and a benefit is the home supporters. And without the home supporters, we have only seen 3 out of 15 home wins. And therefore, if you're looking at this game being on somewhat of a neutral territory with no fans there, and you're looking at the better footballers, you have to give the edge to Bayern Munich. Of course, I would be handicapping this differently and saying different things if Dortmund had all of their home fans there, because I do think these teams have really evened out this season, and I would think that Bayern would be there for the taking. And this is a genuine title decider. There's only a 4-point gap between the two teams, and Dortmund could reduce it to 1. However, without Dortmund's home fans there, and with this game being played pretty much on neutral territory without the two fans there, yes, Dortmund have a slight edge in terms of the familiarity with the surroundings. But if you're looking at team versus team, player for player, you have to take the better team here and you have to give the edge to Bayern Munich. But for us, we will be taking that over. We will be going with the public over 3.5 goals here at even money for this one. Up next, we look at Bayern Leverkusen versus Wolfsburg. And I was very surprised by the price here. You can get Bayern Leverkusen at the best price of 10 to 11 to win this game. It's 3-1 the draw, and it's 3-1 on Wolfsburg here. I am really loving Bayern Leverkusen in this spot. They are coming home after 2 convincing away wins. One of them against Werder Bremen, who they destroyed 4-1. We pretty much expected that. We did tip it out to our members. But then they go to Borussia Mönchengladbach, who are also challenging for a Champions League position, a team that have been ahead of Leverkusen all season. They have a 9-1-2 home record, and Leverkusen go and win there convincingly by 3-1. 2 away wins in a row. Kai Havertz looks absolutely incredible. He's a highly rated teenager. He's a German sensation. He will be moving on to a bigger club. He have to put him in a conversation with Jadon Sancho and Kylian Mbappe as one of the best young players in the world at the moment. And he's playing for a team who have netted 11 goals in their last 3 games. And Leverkusen have also won 4 of their last 5 home matches. I can't see past anything other than a Bayern Leverkusen victory here, especially when you're looking at the head-to-head record between the two sides, which has seen Bayern Leverkusen win 3 of the last 4. And they've only lost 1 of their last 8 clashes against a Wolfsburg team. Plus, Leverkusen have got so much more to play for here. They're going for the Champions League. I think they're going to get in. I said that earlier on in the season during our mid-season preview that they have the better players. They have the better quality. They have Kai Havertz in this team. They're going to get there. They're going to get into the Champions League along with Leipzig, along with Dortmund, along with Bayern. I think that result against Borussia Mönchengladbach, the win that Leverkusen got there, is going to be a killer for Gladbach. And I think this team are just going to roll. And this is a great spot here to take them. I can't see past anything other than a Leverkusen win here against Wolfsburg, who looked poor against Dortmund. They looked lackluster. They didn't ever look like scoring the goal. We actually had an over in that game. It was very disappointing that Wolfsburg contributed nothing to it at all. And Dortmund have conceded a lot of goals as well away from home, but Wolfsburg couldn't get one. And I think looking at performance, looking at what Leverkusen have done, looking at how Leverkusen are playing, look at what Leverkusen have got to play for. And I think 10 to 11 is very generous here in this spot for Leverkusen. Moving on to Eintracht Frankfurt versus Freiburg here, where Eintracht Frankfurt are available at even money to win this game. It's 3-1 the draw, and it's 11-4 on Freiburg. Now, what I wanted to do on this show was look at as many spots as possible where I could take the away team. I think that's why I favoured Bayern over Dortmund, although that won't be something I'll be playing necessarily. We just took a home team in Leverkusen, and I think this one represents the first real opportunity here to take a team on the road, because Eintracht Frankfurt are in free fall. They were destroyed by Bayern Munich on Saturday, despite the fact they had a mini revival where Bayern Munich went to sleep for a few minutes and Eintracht Frankfurt scored two goals, but otherwise it was comfortable. I said before that game that Eintracht Frankfurt just want this season done. They're now closer to the relegation zone than they are to qualifying for Europe. And I think this would be an opportunity where Freiburg can turn up as an away team and get something from this game. Eintracht Frankfurt have lost their last five league games now, and they've conceded 18 goals along the way. 21 of Frankfurt's 28 points this season, though, have been collected at home. That would be the only thing that makes me pull away from a play here on Freiburg. Freiburg have also kept just one clean sheet in 14 away games this season. So it does look like Eintracht Frankfurt are likely to penetrate the net here, but the two-month layoff hasn't done anything to change Eintracht Frankfurt's fortunes. In fact, they look even worse in extending their losing runs to Borussia Mönchengladbach and Bayern Munich, as I mentioned earlier. They've shipped 8 goals in the last 2 games, which I talked about earlier on. And when you're looking at who they're playing here, Freiburg are actually 9 points better off in the table, and they actually have a realistic chance of qualifying for the Europa League. So I think that they are a live dog here, and I'll certainly be taking them here in the double chance market at around about 10 to 11 to avoid a defeat here against Eintracht Frankfurt, who are definitely weak home favourites. Up next, we'll be taking a away team, but they are away favourites in this spot. We're talking about Borussia Mönchengladbach here against Werder Bremen. Must-win situation for Gladbach. They are 4-5 favourites to win this game. It's 3-1 the draw, and it's 100-30 on Werder Bremen. Werder Bremen have lost 7 home games this season. Borussia Mönchengladbach have netted 10 goals in winning their last 3 away games. And Borussia Mönchengladbach are unbeaten in 8 meetings between these two sides. And if you look at Werder Bremen's form, they are in terrible form. Somehow, they got themselves a win at the weekend, which would be the only thing that I look at here and that makes me want to stay away from this. But if you're looking at the overall form, looking at league positions, looking at Werder Bremen in the table, and they look doomed to relegation until, of course, they pulled off that upset win at Freiburg at the weekend, although Freiburg did have a goal disallowed for the second week in a row. They had a late goal disallowed. They should have beaten Leipzig the week before, and they should have got a point at home to Werder Bremen. So Werder Bremen are still fighting to stay in the league here, but I think Borussia Mönchengladbach will have way too much. It's a must-win situation for them. It's a bounce-back spot for them after their defeat against Bayer Leverkusen, and I think they come back here and win this game. This isn't the type of game that Werder Bremen will need to win to survive. Their fate will not be dictated by what they do against Gladbach or Leverkusen or Dortmund or Bayern Munich. It's other results that will dictate what they do, winning against the likes of Freiburg. So I think here, I think they're going to be the whipping boys for Borussia Mönchengladbach, who are a good price here at 4-5 to pick up a win. And I also expect some goals in this game as well. Before I move on to the Wednesday games here, let me take a second to talk about a sponsor here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, and it is, of course, mybookie.ag. If your earnings from MMA and simulated sports are not coming in quick enough, you need to try your hand in the MyBookie Casino with instant access to hundreds of classic slots and table games. There are new blackjack tournaments starting every week, offering opportunities to enter for free and score a portion of the huge jackpots. Let's not forget, NASCAR is also back, as well as all of the international soccer that we're doing here on the Bundesliga show. And of course, with Belarusian football as well. Costa Rica is back as well. Stay safe and stay sane from the comfort of your home. Sign up now. Go to mybookie.ag. Use the promo code SGP and they'll match your deposit halfway all the way up to $1,000. So if you put $100 in, they'll spot you $50 and you're basically getting free money to play with for supporting the show. With MyBookie, you bet, you win, and most importantly, when you win, you get paid. Let me also give a shout out here to Ace Per Head. That's the place to go if you've ever thought to start your own sportsbook. Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sportsbook. They'll provide you with all-inclusive professional betting site with lines updated up to the second with wagers graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace offers a live betting experience and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. And finally, let me take a second out of your time here to talk about Cushy Dreams, who are a new company with a full lineup of premium smokable CBD. They specialize in extraordinary CBD, rich hemp flower, and pre-rolled SBD joints. They now ship legally to all 50 states. Join a group of adults who are sick of their vapes and gummies and want to smoke their CBD. And if you go through the SGP, you will now get 15% off by using a promo code SGP. All you have to do is go to cushydreams.com. That's K-U-S-H-Y-Dreams.com and use the promo code SGP. Smoke your CBD because you can. Okay, let's move on to Wednesday's games. And we start with RB Leipzig versus Hertha Berlin. RB Leipzig are rightfully the 1-3 favourites here. It's 9-2 to draw and it's 7-1 on Hertha Berlin. Leipzig coming off a 5-0 win against Mainz away from home at the weekend. They are a team that produce a ton of goals in their games, although Mainz didn't add to the score sheet on Sunday. Both teams have actually scored in 11 of Leipzig's 13 home Bundesliga games this season. Three of Leipzig's last seven home games have actually ended 3-1 to Leipzig, which is interesting. And Hertha Berlin have come into this having scored 12 goals in their last four outings. So I am expecting Leipzig to win this game, but I would certainly lean towards the over in this one. I would possibly look at a combination here between the two. So that would mean taking Leipzig here at 1-3. And adding the over to this one, and collectively you can get that at around about 4-5. And I certainly think that may cash relatively easily for you. I don't see this being a slip up for RB Leipzig, despite the fact that Hertha Berlin did look very good in winning that Berlin derby on Friday, winning 4-0 with four second half goals. And that was another game we had at the weekend. We cashed the over. We cashed with both of these. We cashed the over in the Hertha Berlin game. We had Hertha Berlin to win that as well. And of course, we had Leipzig, but we took Leipzig. Why is it so hard for me to say Leipzig? Leipzig at -1 on the Asian handicap and at the over in that one as well. So big over teams here. And I think collectively they produce another over for us as well. Up next, we look at Augsburg versus Paderborn, where Augsburg are the 19-20 favourites. It's 11-4 on the draw and it's 11-4 on Paderborn. you want to take as many away teams as you can, or you want to fade the home teams based on how the season's gone so far, but you just can't do that here. Paderborn are terrible. They're going down. They've been out of their depth all season, and I can't see them here coming to Augsburg and getting anything. I think Augsburg, despite all of the data telling you to fade as many home teams as you can, this isn't one of those spots, as Leipzig wasn't a spot last time out, and as Bayer Leverkusen isn't a spot at home to Wolfsburg. Yes, we're six games into this slate, and half of the picks have been home teams, but I just like all of the spots. There is data to back this up, although, of course, a lot of the data isn't that relevant, given the fact there's no home fans there. But Augsburg have won five of their last six matches at home against teams in the bottom half of the Bundesliga. The hosts have managed 2.33 goals per game in these matches, and Paderborn are winless in their last eight Bundesliga matches, losing five of them. Paderborn have failed to score in five of their last 10 Bundesliga away games. I think the main stat I take out of that is relevant to what we're looking at now with this behind closed door situation is the fact that Paderborn are winless in their last eight Bundesliga games. They're just a poor team. They're out of their depth. It doesn't matter where you play it. Augsburg are better than Paderborn, and they should win this game here. Fortuna Düsseldorf versus Schalke is a game that I want no part of at all. Fortuna Düsseldorf at 8-5. It's 12-5 the draw, and it's 17-10 on Schalke. Schalke looked absolutely shocking at the weekend. I just couldn't believe how bad Schalke actually were. And Fortuna Düsseldorf somehow managed to blow the lead against Cologne with just 3 minutes left. They were 2-0 up, and the game ended up finishing 2-2. Fortuna Düsseldorf in the thick of a relegation battle in the Bundesliga, and are just too inconsistent at the back, but they could still win this one just solely based on the fact that it means more to them. And Schalke just look like they've given up again. This is what Schalke are notorious for doing: giving up, stop playing, getting the manager sacked, getting a new manager, having another false dawn, playing badly again, getting the manager sacked. It's just rinse, repeat, Schalke. And despite the fact I don't want to take another home team here, there is actually some value in Fortuna Düsseldorf here and what they're having here, what they have priced up as a toss-up. I would just lean towards the draw here, or I would stay away from it. There's some value in the draw at 12-5 or 5-2, but this is a big, big stay away from me. For me, I don't like any of these two teams at all. Up next, we have Hoffenheim versus Cologne, where Hoffenheim are the 13-10 favourites. It's 13-5 the draw, and it's 2-1 on Cologne. I fancy Cologne to win this game, despite the fact that they haven't won since the resumption. They had two draws, and their best half was in the first game, where they actually looked really, really good. They didn't look good in the second half of this first game, and they didn't look good at all until the last 10 minutes of the last game. But I think they might be able to put it together here. Hoffenheim have lost each of their previous home games, and Cologne have notched up 11 goals in their last three away wins in the Bundesliga, with both teams scoring in four of Hoffenheim's previous six matches. There should be goals in this one, and I think there's good value on Cologne to end up winning it. You can take them here on the double chance market around about 8-11 to avoid a defeat, but this is an opportunity to certainly take an away team to re-add to that big away tally of away winners in the Bundesliga. This is a very good spot to take an underdog this weekend for Cologne at Hoffenheim in a game which I also think will have some goals. Finally, we finish off with Union Berlin versus Mons, where Union Berlin are at 23-20. It's 5-2 to draw, and it's 11-5 on Mons. Mons, another team here you can take in the double chance market around about 5-6 minus 120 to avoid a defeat. Of course, they're just coming off a 5-0 defeat against Leipzig, but also prior to that, they did just come back from 2-0 down against Cologne to come back and draw 2-2. So they do have some fight in them. Picking a winner in this isn't easy. Both teams are finding points hard to come. Union Berlin coming off that 4-0 defeat against Hertha Berlin. Only 3 points separate these teams in the league. And if Mainz are able to win this, they'll go level on points. That's why I like them here on the double chance, despite the fact they've only won 3 of the last 13 Bundesliga games. And they boast the worst away defence in the league with 34 goals conceded in 14 games, with Union Berlin scoring exactly twice in 6 of their last 9 home games. This one is guaranteed to produce goals. I like Mainz and a double chance, but what I like even more is the over 2.5 goals here at 10 to 11 in this one. Closing out with the lock, there's lots of stuff to like. I think goals in the big Borussia Dortmund Bayern Munich game almost guaranteed. I like Borussia Mönchengladbach to bounce back this week, but I have to go with Bayern Leverkusen. I did say it was the best bet of the week. It's possibly the best bet of the Bundesliga season so far. I really, really like this one. I don't know why we're getting it at 10 to 11. I've looked and looked and looked to see if I was missing anything, and I haven't. It's really just a good opportunity. Could it lose? Yeah, it could lose. That's why gambling, anything could lose. But for me, this one is my lead pipe lock of the week, by Leverkusen to win at home against Wolfsburg. That's it for this edition of the Bundesliga show. I will be back at the weekend with another show. Of course, I will keep you updated on the EPL that looks to be coming back soon. There are dates for a lot of the European leagues. I haven't touched on that at all today because there's a tight deadline on this show and I want to get this show out before the Borussia Dortmund Bayern Munich game so you guys have a chance to listen to it. But at the weekend, I'll be free to talk a lot more about the deadlines and the restarts for La Liga, the EPL and the Italian League. And of course, we'll look at the situation with the Champions League and everything as well, because we want everything back. We don't want a situation that they had in Scotland or in Holland or in France where they've postponed the leagues and have rewarded them to the teams on top. We want this played out. We don't want our bets voided. We want soccer to come back. We want stuff to bet on. We want to see a conclusion to the EPL. We want to see a conclusion to the Liga. We want to see a conclusion to all the European competitions. We lost Euro 2020 this summer, so we definitely don't want to lose the Champions League. And if that does continue on over the summer with a short tournament format, then I'm all for it. I'm all for everything getting finished this season. But anyway, that's it from me. Good luck with all of your bets as always. You'll hear from me at the weekend. Until then, thanks for listening.